After weeks of infighting, Palestinian leaders have reached agreement on a new government. Prime Minister-designate Mahmoud Abbas today presented a reshuffled cabinet to Yasser Arafat. The Palestinian legislature is expected to approve the cabinet next week. That should clear the way for a new U.S.-led peace effort between Israel and the Palestinians. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in the Palestinians' political capital, Ramallah, on the West Bank. Peter, how was this long impasse broken?
Well, in the words of Cabinet Minister Nabil Shas, it took a little nudge from Egypt. The Egyptian intelligence chief, Omar Suleiman, arrived in Ramallah today, and then he started shuttling back and forth between Arafat's compound and Mahmoud Abbas's office. And after about his second round trip, he showed up at Arafat's office with Abbas and former Gaza security chief Mohammed Dahlan in tow. And a short while later, Arafat, Abbas, Dahlan, and Suleiman all came out. There was much smiles and photo opportunities, and Arafat made a point of embracing Dahlan, a visual signal at least, that this dispute had been ended.
The major dispute was over who would take charge of the Palestinian Security Force. So how was that resolved?
Well, it's not clear yet exactly what inducement or pressure was offered by the Egyptians, but the solution that finally came out appears to be very similar to one that was proposed some time ago and rejected until now by Arafat's side. In this new government, Abbas, the prime minister, will take the role of interior minister himself. Now, that puts him in charge of the security forces, but Mohammed Dahlan will be the minister for security affairs, that is, his key advisor on security matters. This appears to be fine with both sides. Nabil Shaath, who, by the way, will be incoming foreign minister, says there are still some intelligence and strategic factions of the security forces that Arafat will have control over. And this question of whether the new prime minister can consolidate the various security services into a more streamlined unit as he wants is a big question that remains unanswered.
And what's the next step?
Well, this government now gets submitted to the Palestinian legislature. They will meet most likely early next week, and it's considered fairly likely that they will approve this new arrangement. Then both sides will wait for the release of the roadmap, the three-year plan for the Palestinian state. And both sides have very different expectations about how that will be enacted, and that, of course, is the big question for the future.
Well, after all this squabbling over the members of this new cabinet, how are they going to work together?
Well, now that's a question that was asked repeatedly of Nabil Shaath, another spokesman at this event today. Mr. Shaath said essentially, look, this is new territory for us. We're moving away from a presidential system towards a prime ministerial system of sorts. A lot of people had questions and concerns. He said basically we need to practice. He was striking a reassuring tone, but I think obviously there are a lot of pitfalls out there for further disputes, and certainly Yasser Arafat is showing no signs of cheerfully giving up substantial power. And I think this question of whether Israel responds to the release of the roadmap with a significant easing of the restrictions and the occupation in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, that will play a big role in how things proceed.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Ramallah.